name shall turn to Hebrews 4 and 15. The book of Hebrews 4 and 15. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you to everybody that's in the house of the Lord tonight. I know the temperature's dropping. It's getting cold outside. But it's always going to be nice and pleasant in here. So get yourself to the house of God. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let's look at Romans 13, 11 through 14. Romans 13, verse 11 through 14. And that knowing the time, everybody shout time. Say it again. Say it again. That now it is high, what? Say it again. To awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering, wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Praise God. I want to talk to you for just a little bit in this Bible study this evening upon the subject of time. Amen. Let's just say you must be in time. Praise God. Now, if there's anything this church struggles with, it's being on time. Now, I'm not talking about being on time for meetings and things like that. I'm just saying some of us can't chew bubble gum and clap at the same time, because if we do, our rhythm is gone. And if the drummer don't grab the first beat, man, it's out of here. Amen. But that's okay. That's who we are. Hallelujah. But we're going to talk about time tonight, because time is probably the most important commodity that we have at this present time. And as the future approaches and end time encroaches, then we're going to find out that time is very swiftly passing us by. And so let's talk about it a little while. But before we do, let's ask the Lord to open our minds and open our hearts to receive it. Jesus, we thank you for the privilege, and we thank you for the opportunity. We praise you once again for the honor to stand where we stand and to be where we are, for the blessings of God are clearly upon the church. And we thank you for the church of the living God. Praise you for being a part of that. We ask you, Lord, tonight to bless the word to our hearing, our spirits and our minds, our souls. Lead us, guide us, direct us. Stir up the wonderful gift of God within us. Strength, mercy. In Jesus' name, somebody shout amen. Praise God. As you're seated just now. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews chapter 9. And so time could be thought of as a circle, a ceaseless recurring round of events, or as a straight line, a succession of consecutive happenings stretching from the past and antiquity to the future, or as a single point within space. Time is a rhythm, a beat. That's called timing. Amen. You can get out of motion. I believe that there's many untold blessings for individuals, but because they didn't time things just right, when the Lord was ready to pour that blessing out on that particular area, the individual was missing. That's why I believe that being in church is pertinent, important, and paramount. Amen. And so that we, if we're going to receive it, we got to be here to get it. I know the mentality of American people as a majority, not everybody, but a lot of people seem to think that they can just stay home and get whatever they need from God. Well, if you would show me that in the scripture, I'd be happy to say amen. But I found in the Word of God that the Bible says when we miss church and sin willfully, that there's no remainder of forgiveness for sins. And that we need to go back and do our first works. What was that? Get back in church. Come back to the house of God. Amen. The Word of the Lord letting us know that when we miss church, just because we want to, or just because we don't want to go to church, it is a willful sin. I know that's not the kind of preaching that this modern America is accustomed to. But contrary to what people want to think and believe, you cannot sit at home and be an armchair Christian and make heaven your home. You say, well, you're preaching works now. I've got to be in the house of God. That's not work. Is it a work? Is it a job to come to the house of God? You really do need revival. That's the way you feel about church. Amen. And no, you do not have to work for the salvation of the Lord. But when you do receive salvation, then it's time to go to work for the Lord. Does that make any sense? Amen. And so we can look around us tonight and tell that we could use a few more folks in here to give God glory. We could use a few more folks in here to obtain the word of the Lord so they could be instruments of honor out there that are not here tonight. So there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things to be accomplished. And I guess the main thing is that I've got to stop thinking about the fact that the Lord saved me just to save me. That's not true. He needed me. And He needed you to fulfill His will in this world. Amen. You can say what you want to, but your little pearly white smile is all the Jesus anybody's going to see until the rapture takes place. Your hands are His hands. Your feet are His feet. And so we need to ask ourselves, what are our hands doing and where are our feet carrying us? And who are we talking to about the kingdom of God? Right? Amen. And so we're developing, we're maturing, we're growing, stretching, slowly becoming exactly what God wants us to be. Don't stop that process. Do not stop that process. Amen. You're never too old to learn, and you're never too old to go. And don't make me give you Moses as an example and many others as examples that were mightily used of the Lord in their older age. And young people, don't wait for the promise. Claim it now. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, at the time of developing all of this, this thought in my mind's eye, I saw people in a race. They were running, as it were, to a certain finish, and at the same time urging others to run as well, grabbing for people along the way, yet unable to stop running because things were moving so fast. That's the way I saw it. I saw us running in a race. And when people were close by and just a little curious, kind of like when I preached in a church in the Philippines, the place was packed. And we were having apostolic church. Miracles were already taking place and happening. And apparently this little 12 or 13-year-old boy heard it outside and thought he would open the door and stick his head in to see what was going on. Shouldn't have done that. Because somebody running this race happened to run by real close by, and they grabbed him and they brought him into that church, and that boy did not escape until he had the Holy Ghost. I'm at the platform doing what I'm supposed to do, watching all of that unfold, and I wanted to laugh so bad because it was just hilarious. I mean, all that took place within about 5 minutes. And so he was just curious, and that's what we do. We run this race, and if we see any curiosity whatsoever, we attach to that and pull them in with us, but we keep running the race. Hallelujah. At the time, and so at the time of developing this, that's what I saw. Praise God. And so, whatever the cost, do not get left behind. Can you say amen? Why don't we just lift our hands and ask the Lord to help us? Why don't we ask Him for mercy, forgiveness, and strength? Hallelujah. Time is ticking. Unseen wheels are in motion, spinning, running until it will all run out. Right now, we're inside of time. After time, there will be no more chance. And so you must be in time. Whatever our concept of time, we can be aware of it only in the present. Augustine perceived this, and he wrote this. He said, there is a threefold present, the present as we experience it, the past as we present memory, and the future as a present expectation. For us, though, we look before and after. There really is only right now. Time cannot be explained, but it can be experienced. Time may be called duration, the measure of continuous existence without reference to extension in space. But despite attempts to define time, time is still a mystery. Somebody said, go this way and save time. Really? You're going to make more time than there already is? Even though time can't be explained, it can be experienced. Time can't be understood, but it can be undergone. Poets can help us comprehend time. Omar Khayyam likened it to a bird on the wing. Isaac Watts compared it to an ever-rolling stream. Time cannot be explained, but it can be experienced. Time can't be recalled, but it can be redeemed. A man rushed into a railroad station one morning and breathlessly asked the clerk, when does the 801 leave? The clerk told him, 801, that's when it leaves. The man said, it's 7:59 by my watch, 7:57 by the town clock, 8:04 by the station clock. Which am I to go by? The clerk said, you can go by any clock you want to, but you can't go by the 801 because it's already gone. And so it is. It can't be recalled. Sins of the past can't be undone. Choices of the past cannot be revoked. Mistakes of the past can't be retracted. Lost opportunities of the past can't be retrieved. Defeats of the past cannot be reversed. That's why salvation is a divine monopoly. It's something we can't do for ourselves any more than we can lift ourselves by our own bootstraps. Time past is for us beyond the possibility of decision. If you ask me, what are you going to do at 5 p.m. tomorrow? I may answer in a variety of ways. But if you ask me, what are you going to do 5 p.m. yesterday? I can only reply that that's already been determined and I can't reverse my decision. Pilate recognized this when he said, what I have written, I have written. Whether it was a mistake or not, it's been done, and that's it. So it is with time. Time, as we said, can be redeemed. The world speaks of spending time. The Word speaks of buying time. In Ephesians 5 and 16, Paul wrote, redeeming the time because the days are evil. In other words, take advantage of the time that we have right now because the days are evil. David said, the heritage of those that fear the Lord will be years added to their lives. Psalm 61, 5, for thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. David's son Solomon said, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." Proverbs 4 and 10. Let's make the most fleeting of the fleeting moments that we have. With only one life to live, we got to take advice of the Apostle Paul. He said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Time cannot be recalled, but it can be redeemed. Amen. You can't stretch time, but you can buy time by being good. Years will be added to your life, the word of the Lord said. Amen. So, time can't be totaled, but it can be measured. Who could compute how many years, months, weeks, days, or hours, or minutes, seconds there would be from the birth of time to your end? No one can do that. It's beyond human reckoning. We measure our lives in years. If anybody asks us how old we are, we respond in terms of 12-month periods. But the Bible speaks of numbering life in terms of days. Psalms 90 and 12. "So teach us to number our days," prayed the psalmist, "that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Today is the only day that I have. Every moment is momentous. We can't scatter and splatter 1 minute by throwing it away. Time can't be totaled, but it can be measured. Time can't be escaped, but it can be transcended. Our lives are enveloped by a sea of time, like fish in an ocean. There's no evading the presence, no eluding its reality. Neil Armstrong was still immersed in time even while he was on the moon. Jacques Picard was conscious of time even at the bottom of the sea when he once said, "Time is inevitable." And yet, it can be transcended. "The days of our years are 80 years and 10, Psalms 90 and 10. "But God hath given to us eternal life," 1 John 5 and 11. So time can be transcended. We go to be with God in eternity. We can forget time. "Just as a bird can dive into the deep but must come up frequently in intervals to fill its lungs with air," so we ought often to transcend time by prayer and meditation and breathe the vitalizing oxygen of eternity. The astronauts were able to live in the hostile environment of the moon only because they took a supply of air with them. And we will only survive this world if we will take a supply of prayer air with us everywhere we go. You got to take a pinch of eternity with you wherever you go in this world if we're going to breathe and survive. How many of you are with me spiritually? Amen. So, in this materialistic, secular, sensual world, we shall be able to maintain our spiritual life only by diligently cultivating the life of the soul. Time can't be escaped, but it can be transcended. You can step beyond the realm of time and receive an eternity. Time can't be arrested, but it can be terminated. You can't stop time by destroying a watch or a timepiece. You can't stay time in its course any more than you can direct the wind that blows where it pleases, yet time will be terminated. Time can't be infinite. Time is process. Process is something which had a beginning and will have an end. Time, as you and I know it, will come to an end. And a new time will come. Praise God. So, J.C. Ryle wrote, "There's a time appointed by the Father when the whole machinery of creation shall stop and time will be exchanged for eternity." So, the world began with time and it will end with time. And as it ends, it will merge into an ineffable tranquility of a world everlasting. We cannot comprehend that because we are so directed by time. And so it will blow our minds when we get to a place, whether it be heaven or hell, where there is no more time. So what do we need to do while we're in this world? We've got to be in time. We've got to be in time. In time with the Holy Ghost, in time with God, in time with the Spirit, in time with the anointing, in time with demonstration, in time with worship. I can go on and on and on, but we must be a church that is in time. Amen. So that when time ceases, our eternity is secure, when there will be no more time. Am I making sense tonight? Amen. So Henry Van Dyke, the American preacher, wrote, "Time is too slow for those who wait. It's too swift for those who fear." Amen. And a crowd even this large tonight, there's got to be some dilemmas out there. There's got to be some situations that you're going through, some things. And I'm just saying, don't give up like you don't have any more time. People see only the dark, and they see only the black, and they see only the failure, and they see the wicked prosper, and they see themselves all depressed. If that's what you see, then that's an act of faith. You better change your mind, because if you don't, you're having faith in something you shouldn't have faith in. Well, they're not answering to God, but I'm here over here to be depressed. They will answer to God in time. And you will answer to God in time. And so if you're the one suffering tonight, rejoice anyway, because sooner or later that too shall pass, and others are going to suffer in your stead, and they're going to need your support like you need their support right now. Understand what this preacher's trying to say. The wicked may seem to prosper, and the wicked may seem to be having a joyous time, but that time will come to a close and come to an end, and the people of God will always rejoice again. They will always know victory again. They will always know the anointing again. Do you hear what I'm saying right now? Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Victory, if it's not here, is on the way. It's coming, and it will be on time, in time, every time. And the wicked will not prosper. Those that brag about their sins, those that are proud of their sins, those that boast of their wrongdoing, hear me tonight. Keep an eye on them and watch what God does. I had a backslider call me today that has been backslidden for a long time. One of the first individuals that I ever baptized in this church when we came to town and only had about 12 people. And I baptized this individual. They called today and said, "We are ready to come back to church." And then they said, "I've got some problems." Yeah, I could have told you that, and I probably did tell you that. But yeah, sometimes they have to find out for themselves. But that's okay, because we are right here. We're not going anywhere. And we will receive them the next time, just like we did the last time. Every time. Because it's our time to have revival, to have a move of God, to experience refreshing miracles, signs, and wonders. Great things are transpiring and taking place right now as I speak from Landmarks United Pentecostal Church. Amen? And so let's be in time. Amen. Hallelujah. The marvel is that even now we may enter into the perfect blessedness and the perfect timing of Almighty God. You can step in time, even those of you that don't have rhythm. I'll never forget that old sitcom, Gomer Pyle. That boy just could not march, but he was in the army. And he was the star of the show, but he couldn't march. So we can be in time and not even have much rhythm about ourselves. I'm just pleading with the church. It is high time to be in time with the presence of the Lord. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to be hostage held by being out of time. Amen. And the last thing I want to do is begin to take it easy when it's not time to take it easy. Amen. Oh, yeah, I could use the fact of being 20 or 25 years younger, but I can't. That's gone. And so we make the best of the time that we have right now and move forward with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, knowing that that which I cannot do, my God is more capable of doing. Right? How many of you, no matter your age, no matter your experience in God, no matter the length of time that you've been in this church, would like to accomplish for the Lord? Well, then let's determine to be in time with God. Why don't we just close our eyes and lift our hands, and let's just give the Lord our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And let's ask Him to let us walk in time. I want to be where You are, Lord. I want to be right where You're pouring it out. I want to be on time, in time, every time. Blessed of the Lord, used of the Lord, anointed of God. I want to be an instrument of honor. Used of God in any way. I want us to just cry out to God for a few more moments. I feel the Holy Ghost. I felt the Holy Ghost in here all night. Hallelujah. 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 We receive it, Lord. We receive it because we believe it. And we act upon it tonight in Jesus' name. I love You, Lord, and I thank You. Praise You, Lord, and I worship You. Exalt You, Lord, and I magnify You. Like a fragrant sweet perfume. Come on now, You're not an accident. I don't care how much time has slipped by. Don't grope in your failures. And don't grope in the past. But grope for the future. Grab after the future. If you're going to grope after something, move forward. If you're going to fall, fall forward. Hallelujah. Let the anointing break yokes tonight. Let the Spirit prevail. Let the power touch and the anointing break yokes. And let's believe the Lord. Like a fragrant sweet perfume. Oh, the whole house is in altar tonight. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. As the sweet aroma of worship fills this room. Oh. Let it rise before the Father, Holy Ghost, like a fragrant sweet perfume. Lord, smell my praise.
Let our song of praise be pleasing.
My worship,
our sacrifice.
Oh, hallelujah.
As the sweet aroma of worship fills this room.
Listen, let me tell you how I know that we're in time tonight. Amen. We have cigarettes in the pulpit tonight. Individual gave and sacrificed on the altar. Probably 3 weeks ago, that individual hasn't had one since.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I have a hard time getting rid of stuff like that because it has a testimony with it.
Right.
One of these days we'll probably have guest preachers up here sitting on the platform thinking, Pastor smokes L&M's. I don't care what they think. I know what happened. And I'm excited about it. Praise God. Amen. And my wife showed me, I believe it was on Facebook, just it was either yesterday or today, a young man, about 8 years old, playing on the playground. And she said, honey, you know who that is? I said, no. She said, that's that 2 years ago, that was that six-year-old boy you prayed for that had a brain tumor, and they were going to do surgery Tuesday, And Tuesday morning, his grandfather called you and said, they're not going to do surgery because the tumor is gone.
Hallelujah.
That takes an on time, in time, in time church.
Hallelujah.
And some of you are nervous that I'm going to keep going, but I'm not. Amen. Just rejoice in your testimony, knowing that if God can do it for you, He can do it for anybody. And He's going to do it for a lot of others if we will just take it to Him.
Hallelujah.
Take it to Him. In Jesus' name.